there's nothing you'll be needing. A good life you'll be leading. Live your life, I'd rather lose Love Colony. I went there for a visit, and now I find I miss it. Wish I were at rather lose Love Colony.
hanging on the wall, ticking off the hours for us all. My friend, that clock, it's gonna be the ruination of you and me. The ruination of you and me, yeah. See the clock hanging on the wall. Time has made slaves of us all. It's easy for anyone to see. The clock ticks away at our destiny. Oh yeah, the clock ticks away at our destiny, yeah. Of us all, it's easy for anyone to see. The clock ticks away at our destiny. Oh yeah, the clock ticks away at our destiny, yeah.
Sitting out in the cold, waiting for the sun to come. Sooner or later the sun came, time began to run. They tried so hard to chase it, but time began to fly. As they raced to nowhere, a million years went by.
Best thing you can do is that we turn to plastic. plastic. The horror film comes true. Now people try and people cry. Others hit the wall. Many more go running by. You can't see them fall. Children of the earth, beware. Now's the time to learn. The race to nowhere ends when the tide begins to turn. What can we say? As we throw it all away, as we fly to the moon, we're still locked up in our rooms, and the bullets start to fly, with the reason still being why.
Welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap. You know who I am? I don't know who you are. Let's keep it that way, shall we? We are delving into the soft parts of your mind today with some psychedelic goodness, because we all need that, right? I mean, you know, there was a time when it was fashionable. Now it's not so much, but that's only because we've grown old and disgraceful. Okay, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. We started tonight with the Blue Velvet Blues. That was the Acid Mother's Temple from 1999 from an album called Pataphysical Freakout. Those guys have well over 100 albums out. They're originally from Japan. There are dozens of different guys in different formulations, etc., etc. And that song there that you just heard goes on forever. There's another 20 minutes of it or so that I just didn't bother bringing into tonight. just because, you know, you didn't need it. So I think the point is made. Let's move on, shall we? We heard from Brother Lou's Love Colony. That was Colors from 1968, from their first album called Colors. They were also known as Moon, and Moon did the same song with a different mix. I like this one better. So this is what I gave you, Brother Lou's Love Colony. Got it? Okay. Mushroom from 1970. No information on them. That was Crying for You. Neighborhood Children from 1968. They were originally from Oregon, but gravitated to San Francisco. Long Years in Space, that was. And they're like a lot of bands in those days. They found themselves in the Army, or being chased by the Army, or just go ahead and enlist in the Army back in the war days. And caused a lot of bands to disband before they were ready. And also caused a lot of them to bring out some of their best stuff. So there you go. I was pointed that out by watching Ken Burns' Vietnam series on PBS. I hope you caught it. If you didn't, it's part of your life, pal. You should check it out. The Clock on the Wall after that from 1967 was Alva Starr. I don't know who that was. Aardvark after that, The Pride of Muskegon, Michigan from the mid-60s. That was called Green Cap, right? And then Blossom Toes. They were a band from London back in the 60s, late 60s. Most of the stuff in the 60s. I don't have to tell you that. This one called Love Bomb, off of possibly their second album, which was called If Only a Moment, but also later something surfaced, an album called Love Bomb, which was live. And I don't know if this was the live version or the studio version. Do you? Let me know. Anyway, we got more for you. Smoke them if you got them, and have fun.
together.
Herself in sorrow,
sorrow.
Through the endless days and nights, we waited for a shining new tomorrow. Love was sleeping.
She whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping.
And she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Only sleeping. Only sleeping.
beggar's rags, I'd like to be found. Instead of lies, we sit in death around us in black. May the world come stop its fall, it may not come back. Ocean, inside me, ocean. An empty shell my body is to live in beside. Until the blue is next to me, I'm empty inside. I look above and see a face the color of spring. Inside my soul some voice of earth, I want you to sing. Ocean, inside me, ocean. Rags, I'd like to be found. Instead of lies, we sit in death around us in black. May the world come stop its fall, it may not come back. Ocean, inside me, ocean.
maybe I'm dreaming.
Talk you down now so that you can go back and resume your normal life, which I'm sure you're doing anyway, but just in case, follow the bouncing ball, okay? We started that set with a group called Timepiece, Time with a Y, Timepiece, from 1971 off an album called Sweet Release. They were originally known as the Black Diamonds out of New South Wales, Australia, and were apparently a pretty big deal back then in those days, in those places. That was a thing called I Love, You Love. The Monkees after that from 1967 and Pisces, Aquarius, and Jones Limited. That was Love Is Only Sleeping. And you probably remember that the Monkees were a pretty freaky outfit. I remember watching the shows and thinking, oh my God. Somewhere in my boxes of stuff, I have an entire collection of Monkees TV shows that I painstakingly recorded on video back in the day. I do this so that you don't have to. All right, don't forget. Freaky Girl after that was Spontaneous Combustion. Apparently not the bluegrass outfit, but something else that I was unable to find anything more about. You Must Be a Witch was the Lollipop Shop from 68. They were out of Las Vegas, and that was actually their hit single. That's it. That was it. Off of an album called Just Color. 1969 gave us Stone Garden and Oceans Inside Me. No info. Liquid Visions, likewise no info. Out of This Room. And then The Children of the Mushroom. Again, no info. You Can't Erase a Mirror. And then we heard from the Orange Alabaster Mushroom. There's a theme brewing here, don't you think? That was called Space and Time. And they were bigger than I think they should have no information on, so I'm going to try and work on that. After that, You Don't Know How Young You Are was the 13th Floor Elevators, featuring, of course, the legendary Rocky Erickson out of Austin, Texas. That's from 1966. And, of course, Rocky's troubles have been legendary. I remember seeing a documentary on him not long ago. I think he's bipolar or something like that, and he's been in and out of prisons and mental hospitals, but he's still got it. He's still got it, folks. So take your hat off to Rocky. He's one of the founders, and we owe him a lot. Speaking of founders, we heard from the Byrds, finally, with Renaissance Fair from 1967's Younger Than Yesterday album, featuring McGuinn, Crosby, Hillman, and Clark. Of course, Byrds personnel is a veritable who's who of whoever was who back in the day. So, you know, and they're still active today. McGuinn is still at it. Crosby's still at it. Who knows who else? All right, so that brings us up to which is now, which is time to go. Gotta leave. And I got one more for you here from somebody called Culpepper's Orchard, who I never heard of. but you might like this. I'll see you later.
Ship of dawn.